Welcome back, everybody, to the You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, finals, Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
The finale of the final.
Damn right.
How did you find it?
I found it well. I think it measured up as possibly the best one in recent memory.
Yeah, I think I liked it too, even though some of the people that weren't there and some of the people were there that were there weren't, like, you know, on my list. Yeah, that's life, and I'm going to live with that.
That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But as a challenge, I kind of like that every year they ratchet it up just a little bit and make it a little bit harder, and it's coming to the point where the people that are just skating through all season, like Jen and Mandy, it's clear that you can't just do that anymore. You can't finish if you don't have the goods athletically.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's way too intense of a game these days for you to be able to you know, be unathletic but in a good alliance and then still expect to come out ahead of the, you know, ahead of the game, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what, at this point, I don't know what Jen's plan is. I mean, we're skipping way ahead in the episode, but I don't know why she bothers, to be honest.
You're absolutely right. At some point during the season, she should, like, get a strong player that's not in the alliance. Like, just take her into a closet and be like, listen up, I'm going to get to the finals. You know, I'm not going to win. I have no chance. You're not going to get to the finals. And you could totally win it. How about I throw this shit and give you a better chance? And if you win, you give me a cut of that cash.
Yeah.
I know that's against the rules, but, I mean, we can't pretend that it's never happened before. I'm sure there's been money split in some way.
You would think somebody's cut a deal at some point.
Who knows?
But I really enjoyed it. Well, this is part two, so we kind of got a recap of the first part, which was basically just the kayaking, and then the second part, they had to get their pet rock, that they had to carry for the remainder of the challenge, at least day one of the challenge. They always seemed, well, I guess they don't always do something like that, but it seemed familiar.
It does seem like it's become a bit of a trend with the show, you know, just having carries some extra weight along the way.
Yeah. And when Leroy and Mike broke theirs, I was like, oh shit, they're getting disqualified. But apparently that wasn't against the rules because Kenny and Wes did it on accident. And then Wes thought it was a good idea to put pieces of the rock in his socks for some reason.
Yeah, which is probably one of the dumbest. It just shows, like, Wes is out of his fucking mind.
Like, yeah, once he breaks down physically, he also completely breaks down mentally too. He becomes a child.
Yeah, if he sees his body starting to break down, he kind of starts to panic and loses his head. Look at my leg!
Look at my hamstring!
When Mike and Leroy broke the rock, I mean, there was a bit of like worry, like, oh fuck, you know, maybe they will, maybe that is against the rules, but at the same time, like, since it wasn't, it's like, awesome, these two are geniuses, you know.
Yeah, they're thinking.
Yeah, exactly. The entire reason that Mike is there is because he's fucking thinking, and it was a good idea, you know, distribute that weight.
Also, another trend in recent challenge finals is the memory kind of challenges where you have to memorize a bunch of things. I think in Cutthroat they had to memorize that sign, the signs pointing to different, like, town names in Czech.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was like the craziest one to be able to remember. But this campsite one would have been really hard too. This is one where I feel like if I was there, I wouldn't be able to stare at the campsite long enough where I would be confident that I could recreate it exactly.
One thing that I think that people do wrong is where they say, like, okay, you just take the left and I'll take the right and we memorize our own sides. I think that's a bad way to go about it. I think they should both try to memorize the entire thing. That way they can kind of discuss it at the end and be like, as opposed to them being like, oh, fuck, I have no idea if the fucking compass was opened.
Yeah. Where
if they both, like, really tried to memorize the whole thing, they'd be able to help each other. Be like, oh, no, the compass was totally open. It's cool. You have it right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like the point where you split it up is at the end where you're trying to organize the shit, not when you're trying to memorize it.
Mm-hmm.
But, we skipped a bit of, or one of the segments, which was, I guess, yeah, moving dirt in a wheelbarrow, which I guess is also a part of the challenge these days, which is just manual labor.
Yeah, they just have to pile up a giant thing of wood or move a pile of dirt.
Just move rocks up a mountain or something. Yeah, in Fresh Meat 2, wasn't it like they'd have to move all these logs up the mountain or something like that?
I think they piled up a bunch of wood, and then they had to carry that that bag, and Laurel was the only girl that could help with the bag
all
the way up the mountain. But this is when they started doing the dirt stuff. This is when Wes started to like lose his mind a little bit. Like he just started like moving a shovel full of dirt into a random area, and Wes is like, "What are you doing?"
Kenny was
put it
like,
in the wheelbarrow.
Oh yeah, I didn't even see that. Right, yeah. Right. And around that time, like Paula was on the verge of losing it too, and like Ev had to like slap her face and be like, "Get back in the game, bitch! You're not blowing this for me."
Mm-hmm.
It really must be fucking exhausting if these people are like starting to cry and like flat out losing their minds.
Maybe anything where you are exercising enough where you're puking and you have to keep on going, that's a bad day. But with that much money on the line, like as far as game shows and like celebrity money, it's not that much money. But for me and you, or the people on this challenge, which are probably financially in similar straits as us, it's a lot of money. I feel like I would be able to push through a lot of stuff because it's just like, I have a 1 in 3 chance, or possibly even a 1 in 2 chance if you're on the girl side of winning, because you know Jen and Mandy don't have a chance. Like, so
you're right. Like, and forget push through it. I feel like I would push people off the mountain. I would be so set on winning this money. I feel like I would like kick someone's legs out from under them as they were trying to climb up the thing. Like,
you don't want a threat. You don't want a chance getting DQ'd, though.
That's true. I guess I'd have to like try to pretend to accidentally kick a rock loose or something so it falls down on Wes. And but like, yeah, I would like at this point, yeah, there would be no stopping me. I would be foaming at the mouth to win that fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back to the whole pet rock thing. What the fuck, Wes? You put it in your socks, like
you have a backpack on your back. You don't want to put any pieces of it in there.
And
you'd rather
it's
she's like you're gonna cut the shit out of your legs. I don't care.
And you know you're gonna like be like traveling like miles and miles, doing hours and hours of walking. Do you really think fucking up your feet is a good idea? Mm-hmm. Like in the first leg of the race?
Yeah.
What? Like
he's not smart.
If Wes ever does a challenge again where he talks about being smarter than anyone, like they should just shut the camera off and throw him off the show.
Yeah.
Because he's out of his goddamn mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, at a certain point, I don't know how Kenny didn't just, like, just take everything away from him and just, like, put a leash on him and just start dragging him behind.
Well, he did, kind of.
Yeah. My God.
We'll get to that later, but Jen is falling apart when she's doing the. I mean, she's falling apart the entire race. Like she's crying when she's doing the wheelbarrow thing, and then when they go to the tent thing where they have to set up the tent, it's just a pathetic display. On like, they just have everything piled up, and they just go, "Did we get it right? Like, why did they even try? They didn't have the tent set up.
The tent's blowing away.
Yeah."
It's in the river floating downstream. Is it right? Mm-hmm. Jen and Mandy, they really should have just the morning of the final packed themselves a nice picnic, like a fruit and cheese plate, couple bottles of wine, and just had a little picnic and enjoyed the view. Because I don't know what the fuck they think was going to happen. Like, I don't know why
unless Laurel and Cara Maria like fall off the mountain and both go to the hospital, Jen and Mandy really didn't have a chance.
Laurel and Cara Maria could have fallen off the mountain, and Jen and Mandy still wouldn't have won because they couldn't even get to the fucking checkpoint in time.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't even finish day one.
Mm-hmm.
What a shitty team.
Let's talk about Mike and Leroy for a second, because I don't know how they fell so far behind, especially because in the editing, it makes it seem like they got the tent thing on the first try when everybody else had to go back. But is that just an editing mistake, or did they actually get it right away? Because it seems like that would have had them make up a ton of time.
No, it feels like it. What I'm guessing is that they got out of the water like a little late in the game, and that set them behind. They were probably a little bit behind in the dirt moving thing, and then they picked up time when they were doing the recreation.
Mm-hmm.
The recreation campsite. Because when they were doing the eating challenge, Mike and Leroy had caught up. I think weren't all of the guys in the room at the same time during that eating challenge?
Think so, but almost everybody was done by the time Mike and Leroy got there, I think.
Well, I think people were starting to leave, or like were kind of finishing up as Mike and Leroy came in.
Uh-huh.
And they were certainly in the cabin alone at one point, but
yeah.
But I feel that, like, at that point, they had caught up. And then, then I guess the food challenge really fucked them up. Because they did lose time there, it seemed.
I enjoyed the food challenge. This time, it wasn't even, like, gross food. It's just, like, eat more. You have to consume more than is humanly possible.
Yeah, it's like Emeril Lagasse prepared you 10 steaks. Enjoy, asshole. And it's like, it's gourmet, but it's so much of it. There was a point where Leroy was throwing up, and it looked like he was shitting out of his mouth.
Like, I think he did that on purpose. I don't think he was really throwing up. I think he was just spitting out food.
Because
that wasn't vomit.
No, I know what you're saying. At times I wonder what, like, how closely they watch to see whether or not people are actually swallowing or just chewing and spitting.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, if you have a mouthful of food and you start to throw up, you have to spit the mouthful out, you know?
It's true.
And it did look like some, like, bile or whatever came out after that huge mouth turd.
You know how... mouth turd. You know how hard it would be to keep on eating while there's people around you vomiting everywhere? You have to smell vomit, and then you have to keep on eating after you're throwing up too. Wes was the most fun person to watch vomit because he kind of makes it like a whole body contraction.
Yeah, when that guy falls apart, man, he falls hard.
I liked Cara Maria calling him pussy too.
Yeah, that was awesome. And, like, at that point, he had no argument. He just was, like, sitting there whining like a little baby. It was one of the most pathetic challenge moments I've ever seen.
Also, I liked his final vomit where he just puked, and then as soon as he was done, they got up and ran out.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm done.
But, like, even Wes had started puking before even getting to the eating challenge. Didn't he puke as they were trying to finish the campsite?
Yeah.
And like Kenny was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Mm-hmm. Why? I loved how Kenny was like snapping at him because his body was shutting down as if it was like, as if it was a conscious decision. Uh-huh. Why the fuck are you doing that, asshole?
Like, also, Kenny, I think, was panicking because he knows like we're barely into this race and Wes is already fucking puking. We're finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? This is where, I mean, Kenny has sucked all season, basically. With the exception of maybe one or two challenges, but he did a great job all the on this whole challenge. He ate all the stuff without even puking.
Yeah, I think he like threw up maybe once at the end. But it seemed like the only team to not puke, like didn't Johnny and Tyler not puke at all throughout the entire thing?
I think maybe they didn't. I don't know.
I think they I think they just ate their meal and then walked out of the room.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
More steak, sir?
Seriously, it's like, why am I so impressed by the fact that they could just eat food? But for some reason, it was truly something to behold.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, because like you were saying, they were in a room full of people puking. The smell of vomit had to have been terrible. And they were just, you know, just shoveling it in.
Just got to bury your face in your food, so that's all you can smell.
And, like, I guess Tyler maybe had the advantage of having been throwing up all the night before.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good for them.
Also, it actually would be in your advantage to puke all that stuff out before you start running up the mountain. Because you can't run with all that stuff in your stomach.
No,
you're
going to
puke no matter what. You might as well just get it out of the way.
God damn it. I couldn't even imagine how bad that must be. Like, just a stomach, a heavy stomach full of, like, every type of food. And then it's like a sprint up a fucking mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And, Wes and Kenny were saying, like, oh, I ran, or Wes was like, I ran out of the cabin expecting to see TJ blowing the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wish.
I just saw the shitting out of the mouth scene, and it actually looks like the scene from Dumb and Dumber when they eat the red hot peppers or whatever. That's what Mike's face looks like. He looks like Jim Carrey. He's just in complete agony, vomiting everywhere.
Yeah, they were like they seem to do everything together, even throw up into the same puke bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable, that team.
Yep. And then as they're going up the mountain, Wes and Kenny are ahead, but this is where Wes really shits the bed with his leg cramp, which he refuses to like rub out or stretch. Like, cramps are pretty horrible if you have a real bad one, but you don't just sit there and watch it. You fucking put a fist into it and rub it out.
Yeah, seriously.
He's just like, oh God, look at, oh!
It's not like he's never exercised before in his life or something.
Yeah.
Now, I guess at this point, are Jen and Mandy still trying to put together a tent?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. What a bunch of pathetic losers.
But this is where Mr. Beautiful becomes, Shut up, Maya.
Shut up!
Fucking dog. This is where he picks up Wes and carries him up the mountain, which would, It was pretty amazing, especially with the music they had behind it.
No, you're absolutely right. That they did a good job with that music. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And pretty humiliating for Wes.
Yeah.
It's like with Kenny, like, am I going to have to carry you up this mountain? Could you? Oh, you fucking loser.
I also like at the end when Kenny was saying, like, he kept saying, like, I think I hear TJ, and Wes is like, really, do you?
How is Wes like showing his face?
Well, if you remember Fresh Meat 2, he shit the bed on the challenge with Mandy too. Mandy was trying to get him to go.
Yeah, and, but that wasn't nearly as pathetic. Like, he was just turning into a whiny little child in this one. Now, in terms of girls, Evan Paula are in the lead at this point, if I remember correctly. They finished first out of the cabin.
Right.
I think it went like Evan Paula left, then Kenny and Wes. And then, you know, Cara Maria and Tyler.
Cara Maria and Laurel were ahead of Kenny and Wes.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were just behind Paula and Evelyn.
Well, damn. But I love when Kenny and Wes are heading up the mountain and Johnny and Tyler are right behind them and Johnny is just like taunting them.
Mm-hmm.
Here we come, boys. like Kenny and Wes are escaped convicts. And
mm-hmm. Now we come to the big twist in the episode, which is that they have to stay overnight on the mountain, which is a first for the challenge.
Yeah. I guess, Evan, Paula arrive at the top of the mountain at the first checkpoint.
Yeah.
And then at some point, right around that time, Jen and Mandy have finally finished putting together their tent,
mm-hmm.
and are informed that, that they are DQ'd.
Yep.
My God.
It was a pathetic display. I think it's Jen's, at least her second one in a row that she's done that she hasn't been able to finish the final. I don't remember what the first one was.
Now, let me think. Okay, so we get this one where she couldn't finish, and then we got there was Fresh Meat 2 where her and Noor were so far behind. I think Jen refused to climb the mountain.
Yeah.
And had the helicopter take them up there.
Yeah.
What was the setting of last season? I can't remember.
Was she on last season?
She seems to have become a staple. I would be surprised.
Oh, yeah, she was. She was on... I don't remember what team she was on. It wasn't the gray or the red team. It was the other team. But she was, I think that she was way behind with them too.
Hmm.
I can't remember. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that after this. But my God, like, what does she do for a living that she can continually walk away from a job knowing that she's, like, not going to win? Are her parents rich or something?
Could be.
Anyway, so yeah, the last team to arrive at the top of the mountain are Mike and Leroy.
And they have to, they had one person sleeps while the other person stands on this rock. And if they fall off the rock, they have to go apologize to their friend. But they didn't really do that. They kind of just switched places if anybody ever fell off the rock.
Well, that's the thing. You can sleep while your teammate balances on the rock, but as soon as your teammate falls off the rock, you have to go wake them up and get them to stand on the rock.
I thought the rules said you just had to apologize to them or wake them up and they have to say I forgive you, and then you could go back up onto your rock if your time wasn't up yet.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, it's there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rewatch because
But nobody did it. Nobody did it, but that was what was in the rules.
Huh. Interesting. But
for some reason, so basically, if you do the math, nobody's getting a full night of sleep. The best you could do is to get half a night's sleep if you actually staggered it and everybody slept, which it seems like you would be able to sleep no matter what the conditions at this point if you've been doing this shit all day.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, one of the best sleeps I've ever had in my life was on a concrete floor that just had one of those flat pieces of carpet laying on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was completely uncomfortable, but I slept like a fucking log.
I just
walked around. I was on my senior trip in high school, and we were at a theme park. So we were walking, like, we arrived there in the morning. We're walking around the entire day, and then when we were back at the hotel at night, you'd think you wouldn't get as good of a sleep laying on a hard floor, but it was amazing.
When you're tired, you're tired.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I don't know why Wes was sitting there, like, staring at the fire.
Yeah, he's got his eyes wide open. And for some reason, it didn't seem like Evelyn switched places at all. Like, she was just standing there. She didn't get any sleep at all.
Yeah, well, it started out with Paula, and then Paula fell off the rock and had to go wake up Evelyn. And I don't know. It was nice to hear, like, when Paula was waking Evelyn up, because it really did seem like Evelyn was deep asleep and Paula, like, pulled her out of it. Cause Evelyn was like, what? Huh? Oh, you fell off? Oh, okay. I'll go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, they were a really good team. At no point were they ever, like, mad at each other it was like, you know, you fall, you just come wake me up and I'm in, and vice versa, you know?
Yeah, and it really what is like Paula's time to win, because she's been getting like slightly better athletically and like with the challenges and stuff on everyone that she's done. And finally, she's good enough to go head to head or like catch or keep up with the best one, arguably Ev. And now she's right at that level and she finally got a win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, if Jen put in the work that Paula put in, you know, I would be rooting for Jen more. I wouldn't be so resentful of her getting to the finals, but she doesn't. Paula puts mm-hmm. in the work. She fucking makes shit happen. And, you know, spoiler alert, it finally paid off for her.
Yeah. And I like seeing everyone puking by the fire still. It had been hours and hours since they ate anything, and they're all just resting, but everyone's just vomiting the shit out of everything.
Yeah, that was great. Like, Johnny goes to pay Mike a compliment. Like, you know what, man? You know, you're a rookie, but goddamn it, you should... That was a great moment.
Yep.
So I guess the next morning, TJ tells everyone that Jen and Mandy have been DQ'd, which at that point basically means that he's telling the two other girl teams, like, "Hey, congrats, ladies! Now it's just
grand, at least.
Now it's just a fight to see who wants more money."
Mm-hmm.
They get to take off the pet rocks.
Yep.
And at that point, it's in which this kind of sucks. It the order that you arrive to the camp is the order that you leave, but there's only like a minute between each team. So like if you got there first, you have a 2 minute head start against the team that got there last, but then 1 minute head start against the team that got there second. But if you got there like a half hour before, like you worked that hard for nothing.
Yeah, I think they just wanted a close race. Well, yeah. I'm sure they did for the sake of television, which I appreciate. But if I was there, I probably would have been mad. I would have been like, you know, why don't we give ourselves a half hour head start? Because that's how far ahead we were.
Seriously, I'd be like, you.
And Mike fulfills my prophecy of him sucking and ruining everything by refusing to even try. Like the pussy that he has always been and will always be.
No, you know, you're right, man. I was disappointed when he quit. Because
how did he not try?
You're right there, and like you've done so well. And, like all the talk of like, wow, we've made it so far, it means nothing if you're gonna like quit at the last leg of the race.
No. You fucking played through the pain.
And, like, I understand, like, if he was halfway up that mountain and completely exhausted and just could not go any further, I even, like, understand that. But you don't stand at the bottom of the mountain looking at the finish line and say, I'm not even going to fucking try.
Especially when you only got, like, a half hour left. Like, it's not a full day of a race.
It probably took them... a good chunk of time getting up that mountain, and it was probably exhausting work, but
you give it a shot.
Seriously, Mike.
I can't believe Leroy didn't like put his foot down, and because I feel like if he would have, Mike would have gone through with it. He would have just been like, all right, because Mike seems to respect Leroy a lot. If Leroy would have been like, we're fucking doing this, so put on your game face because we're going up there.
Yeah, if you were to say, like, listen, this is really important to me. I don't know if you remember. If you remember correctly, I fucking lug trash around, asshole. Mm-hmm. I'd maybe like to not do that for a few months.
Yeah.
But you're right. Leroy is coming back. That dude is gonna win it.
Yep.
I can't believe... I'm getting ahead of myself, but I can't believe it's all over, Jordan.
Yeah. Well, they had to find these keys with a GPS thing to get to the top, and Johnny and Tyler found theirs first, and they took the cake.
Yeah, they... Congrats to them, man. That is...
I didn't want them to win, but I was okay with it, I guess.
Yeah, I feel... Okay, so Johnny and Tyler got there first, followed by Evan Paula for the girls' team. And I was completely satisfied with both of those two teams winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, at that point, like we were saying, do we really want to see Wes win?
And also, it's a... It just shows the teamwork stuff. Like, Wes and Kenny... Well, I guess it was Wes's fault, but they hated each other, and they broke down as a team as soon as they realized they got second. Kenny was like, you fucking suck! This is pathetic!
Yeah, he, like, throws the key. It really was awesome to see Kenny flip out at Wes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to see how mad he got. Because Kenny's usually a pretty cool customer, but he was not happy. But Laurel and Cara Maria, they seemed pleased with their second place.
Yeah, they were happy.
Oh, fuck, man. I would have been happy.
Yeah, at least they didn't get third place. I still feel like the third place should get some money if they can finish the race. Like, I mean, you got to the end. It deserves something.
No, I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
Here's why. Because, like, if that were the case, then the producers would have had to stop Jen and Mandy and been like, okay, you have to camp here tonight. And then, because there was no real talk of checkpoints, they just never anticipated that it would take them so goddamn long. Mm-hmm. You know, that they would be so far behind.
Yeah.
But, like I don't want to think that production has to wait there, like, an extra 3 days because Jen and Mandy are like, I'm not quitting. I'm not fucking quitting.
Well, they could have still DQ'd him, I think, if they were that far behind. The producer makes the rules.
Yeah, but I mean...
Fine, you're right.
Because, like we were saying, you know, certain teams get there all because of politics and not at all because of, like, skill or, like, because they're athletic or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I don't want someone who can, like, walk to the finish line. I want you to have to fucking fight for it. I want there to be consequences, you know?
All right. I see your point.
Like, how would you have felt if Jen got $10,000?
Yeah, that would have sucked. Yeah. Then I actually would have, I would understand why she would want to keep getting to the final, because she would just get a cool $10,000 for doing nothing.
Exactly. You get to the final and then you fucking half-assed it the whole way. It wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, the scene at the end when Laurel was going, woo, second place, yeah, and Kenny is just pissed off that he got second place. They got the same prize, and one person is happy, one person fucking hates it.
Well, I guess Kenny has tasted victory before.
Yeah.
And he knows how disgusting second place tastes in comparison.
Well, it's been quite a while since he's had a victory. Well, I guess the Ruins was the last time, but that was 4 seasons ago.
I don't know. Maybe that Ruins money's starting to run out.
Well, he's still got 50. Well, 25 grand, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But it could have been 50.
It's not a great year's pay.
Yeah. Oh my god. I want to win fucking $25,000.
I don't get me wrong. It would be nice, but if that's his only income for the year as a 30-year-old guy. It's not he's not exactly rich after that 25 grand. He can possibly pay for his studio apartment for the year.
No, you're right, but at the same time, I think Kenny seems to have other irons in the fire.
Yeah. He's taken over Mark Long's position as the host of things to some extent, or he's trying to.
Yeah, for certain
He was doing the Jersey Shore extra or the like after shows last season, I think, right?
Yeah, I think he had one or two of those. But I don't know, like, maybe I heard this a while ago, but I thought I heard that Kenny still had, like, a normal day job. But,
doesn't, like, he work at the docks or something?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Something weird like that.
But at the same time, maybe that's changed. Maybe he's getting enough money with, like, because didn't him and Evan open that clothing company?
Oh, did they?
Suck yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. He didn't promote it at all this year though, so maybe it went under.
That's true. Or maybe MTV fucking put their foot down and was like, listen, assholes, we're doing the ad time here.
Yeah.
There's
a reunion special on August 31st hosted by the awful Maria Menounos again.
Yeah.
Those are damn near unwatchable.
They really kind of are. And like to find out that they're like they film for like 5 hours or something like yeah. that. It's how can you not get anything better out of that 5 hours? Like,
yeah, they are usually just awful. And there is a shit there didn't show coming up too, which those are always fantastic. But and I'm probably gonna have to sit through the reunion special, but I don't want to at all. Especially because there wasn't really a ridiculous amount of drama this season. Well, I guess there was. There was some.
The only thing that I want to see addressed is like, hey, Wes, what the fuck? What's up? What's up, buddy? How's that mm-hmm. leg feeling? Why are you
yeah,
crying?
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, because Karmer, everybody who hates Wes will have some ammunition against him, so that'll probably be satisfying to see.
But, like, you know, they rush through that shit so fast, it's probably going to be just a blip on the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be horrible. But we'll watch it anyway.
Yeah.
Are you up to date on your Jersey Shores?
I saw the most recent Jersey Shore where the fight between Ronnie and Mike started.
Yeah, it was, well, I guess, yeah, we'll just, I guess we can talk about that. I liked his, he kind of did the technique for fighting where you try to be the crazier guy, which does tend to work sometimes, like you basically call the other guy's bluff, except for the problem with that is he's seen Ronnie fight at the drop of a hat before, so he's not really bluffing, although the look on Ronnie's face, he was surprised when Mike started to go nuts. But
I think the surprise was like, oh, why aren't you running? Why don't I see a cloud of smoke right now? Mm-hmm. You're gonna stay here and yell loud, asshole.
Well, Mike,
I'm gonna put you to sleep.
I feel like Mike was selling it towards like right before they actually got into the fight. Mike had like the smile on his like the crazy smile on his face, and he was like, "Come on, tough guy, what you throw the punch? Come on, let's go. You want to go?" And then spinal injury. I think
yeah,
the injury may have been they may have shown it if although they had him in an, well, I guess they would have him in a neck brace, but he kind of tackled Mike with his back onto the bed that was overturned, like the side of the rail of the bed, like his back smashed right onto it. I think that might have been
But at the same time, you know Ronnie throws a punch because he says, like, how does your face feel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not over as soon as Mike goes onto the bed, you know?
How does Ronnie not get arrested in this next episode?
Maybe Italy is just like, you know, fuck these assholes. Who cares? Let them fight. Let them kill each other.
Maybe he does get arrested, but it doesn't seem like he did. But everybody was kind of like, Ronnie didn't really know what to feel, I don't think, after that. But I guess we'll have to wait for the episode.
Go on.
I was going to change the subject on Jersey Shore. The Mike saying that Snooki blew him thing. She clearly did, but I also feel bad for her because she does seem to really like the guy she's going out with, so she is just lying because she knows if she tells the truth for 1 second on camera, it's going to turn up on TV and she's screwed. But
yeah, and it's like fine, you know, she blew a guy. But now she's with someone, Mike, so like lay off.
Mm-hmm.
Just be cool, would you? Now, were they together when she blew Mike?
Yeah.
Oh fuck. That sucks.
Yep, and apparently that rider chick was getting railed by one of Mike's friends in the same room or something. Something was going on, but the drama doesn't stop off camera with the Jersey Shore people, apparently. and the crazy sexual exploits.
No, sorry. It's not like with the challenge where, you know, some seasons people come back, some seasons, or there'll be a bunch of seasons where they're nowhere to be found. Like, these people are together all the time, and then you know where they go home to? The same fucking area.
Mm-hmm.
And they know all the same people. Some of them knew each other vaguely before being on the show. And yeah, you're right. The drama is year round.
Yep. So anyway, this is the season finale, I guess. What did you think of this whole season of the challenge?
You know, I liked the season. I thought it was good. Certainly could have done with a few more physical activities.
Right.
You know, that's my big complaint.
It seemed like a pretty decent season. But the last few, I don't know. It's a good season.
It was a good season. I feel that, I don't know, I guess the only reason that I'm kind of, that I can't be like, oh, great fucking season, great season, is just because of how much disappointment I had within the last, like, two episodes. It's my team went home,
mm-hmm.
and then, I don't know. But at least Wes didn't win, at least he looked like a loser throughout the entire last episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun to watch.
I still feel like the last truly great challenge season was the Ruins, and then they've all been kind of on the same level since then, but I think this is the best one out of like Fresh Meat and Cutthroat. This is better than both of those ones.
I've been in the mood to go back and watch those two seasons. I think I will. Very soon.
Might as well.
And then after I watch each episode, I'll listen to our I'll listen to our podcast episode for each challenge.
It'll be like, although you're a listener.
Although we didn't do one for what we started at Fresh Meat 2, uh-huh. So we didn't do one for the Ruins,
no.
Right? I'll start with the Ruins.
The Ruins
and then
was
I'll...
when we both realized that we both like the challenge, and we talked about it together, I think. And then
yeah.
You said, let's do a podcast.
And we did.
The rest is history. So maybe we can do one maybe 2 weeks from now after the shit they didn't show and talk about the shitty reunion. And
that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, so we'll plan on that. And thanks for listening this season, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we really appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. We did get one piece of mail recently.
Hate mail?
No.
Okay.
It was from Thomas Lee, and he said that he was at a nightclub recently and he saw Shane. Do you remember Shane?
Does he have a tattoo on his chest?
No, I don't think so. He was a gay guy that was real close friends with Rachel and Veronica.
Sounds familiar.
I
think I know who you're talking about.
He did a couple of seasons, but that was kind of a while ago. I don't think he's been on very recently. But yeah, apparently Thomas Lee mentioned the podcast, and you know, I recently wrote them back to ask for some details, but you know, correspondence, good times.
Yeah, I like that our people are running into people and telling them about our humble podcast.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's nice.
No word back yet from Derek about any possible interviews.
Fuck you, Derek.
Unfortunately.
We don't want you on the show anymore. You're a fucking asshole for not responding to our tweets.
Yeah. You know what, Derek? If I have forgiveness in my heart. I feel like I could maybe we could maybe work something out. But
and if you want to respond to my attack, why don't you come on our show and tell me what's up then?
Yeah. Yeah, feel free to do it on the podcast. Yeah. Why don't you?
Have you run into Marky Mark Long lately?
No. Oh. No. It. Yeah, I haven't really been to the gym lately, so that makes it hard. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking that I'm really trying to get back into it.
You need to get like a DAT recorder that you just carry around and you just walk around LA or sit at the Saddle Ranch all day long and just wait for somebody to come in.
Yeah. I recently got an iPhone, so I'll just pull that bad boy out.
Shit, there you go. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Email us at youkilledpodcast@gmail.com. Send us some reviews on iTunes. And I successfully changed the Facebook page, so it is now You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge Podcast. That's the name of it. So all is well.
How did it take us so goddamn long to do that?
For some reason, I thought it was impossible, but it was very, very easy. It took about 5 seconds.
And then as soon as we changed it, we got more likes.
Yeah. Yep. That's the way it goes. So now you can find us. Go right ahead and give us some likes on there, friends.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we post pictures. We've posted our comparisons of then and now with different cast members and our comparison between Wes and Powder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are videos posted by other listeners.
Usually involving nudity or the girl contestants shaking around. But hey, girls, if you wanna post some guy pictures on there, Ryan would love it.
We're certainly not against it. This is a community here, people.
Exactly. If you post something on there, you're posting it for the other people on the page as well, not just the hosts.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
So anyway, for the season, I'm Jordan Strickland.
And I'm Ryan Kane.
This has been You Killed It. See you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Have a good one.